Hey, I don't know what
Mike?
happened. Yeah,
Oh.
it hung up. That was weird.
Oh, wow.
So,
I know. I was like,
I don't know.
what happened? Okay.
It just hung up. I was like, she'll call
Poor
back. So, anyway, sorry about this morning. I got busy. So, what is it that you guys do then?
Well, we've been working directly with Google for the past almost 20 years in December. So we're a premier Google channel partner, okay, a data service provider to Google and Bing. So what happens is when positions become available on the first page of Google throughout the entire United States for whatever category it would be, then we call and we fill it. We fill the position, okay? So that's what we do. I've been doing this a long time, and I really like it. I love speaking with you guys. I've learned a lot, and I'll tell you what, when I open up a business, I'm going to have a little bit of knowledge as to what to do and what to prepare for.
Yeah. I bet you that could definitely be helpful. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It really is. How long have you been in you've been in business 14 years, right, Mike?
Roughly, yeah. I mean, I've always kind of been a subcontractor because I was technically a partner with my dad in business before. So actually, since a teenager, I've really been a subcontractor. So, yeah, I haven't really honestly worked for nobody in over 20-something years.
Oh,
so,
good for you.
So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I wouldn't know how to do it. But, I mean, that's why I told my wife. I'm like, but instead of having one boss, I've got multiple bosses. So, you know, everybody I work for is my boss. So
Right. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh.
So,
that's all good. Are you taking on more work with your company?
I mean, we're looking. We would like to. Yeah, I actually just kind of got, which is very, very new. I just got in with Angie and doing that. We did years ago Home Advisor, and it didn't really pan out. But they just kind of called me out of the blue, and I'm like, you know, a lot of years have passed. I mean, we weren't really, I mean, we have work. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, I mean, I have another van that's kind of been sitting a lot lately. So I'm like, yeah, if I could get more work, it wouldn't hurt.
Oh, my God. You got that right. When did you sign up with the Angies?
We've only been on for about a week with them. So actually just kind of get some of my old customers to do some reviews and different stuff like that right now.
Right.
So we've only had one lead come in. I had to call the guy like, I emailed him twice, called him twice, finally answered the phone today, and he's like,
oh my God.
Well, we think we got somebody already, and I'm like, wow, I called you like 5 minutes after it came to me, so I'm like, well,
it happens.
Hopefully.
Hey, Mike, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
The service is not improved.
No, okay. I kind of thought that, you know, I was like, I don't know about this, but
yeah.
I was like, well, it can't hurt to try. I've got another friend that's actually doing well with it, but he's just starting a business doing pressure washing, and it's just him, so it's not really, you know, if he gets a job here and there, great, you know, to where I've got employees and workers' comp and payment, and I've got, you know, we have to work, you know, I mean, we got to cover.
Right, you're exactly right, and I understand that. Yeah, and if he's just a sole provider, then maybe it might work a little bit better for him. Well, you know what? If you were to do this, okay, it is an unlimited call service coming in directly to you. You could keep you and your guys busy literally 7 days a week if you wanted to. There are business owners out there I've spoken with that do. For the most part, nobody wants to work 7 days a week. But what I'm just getting at is,
I did that. I did that in the beginning. I'm not doing that.
Heck
I got
no.
Cool kids and
that's beautiful. That's good to hear. I like that.
But we're definitely, looking for more work. So the only issue I've got is I don't technically have a website. because that would kind of be a drawback for a company like me, right? Because we haven't done all that. We just really never needed it.
Hey, Mike, guess what? We can help you with that. can help you with that. Yeah, that's, and I'm going to get my director to help me with the in and outs of it, too. But first, I want to ask you one more question. How far are you traveling, like, for new potential clients there? Like in a mile radius, so to speak?
We usually do all miles, probably 30 miles. I don't know. But we do Collier County, Bonita Springs. You know, I mean, I don't necessarily. I mean, I would do Fort Myers Beach probably.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to target Cape Coral or Fort Myers really, because the problem is we don't make as much money down there. I mean, it's 25% less. And you know, they can just get it done a lot cheaper down there than what we can do it for, you know, I mean.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
I get
ideal,
it.
The ideal area would be Naples because it's just the money. It's just
it's
a different group of people. But
Okay. That's not a problem. We can definitely target where there's and all business owners
and
do that.
And Marco, and for that matter, Marco Island, too. I mean, you know, being part of Naples, Marco. You know.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Are you picking up commercial at all, Mike?
We do commercial work, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, all those years, for the love of God, I can imagine. All right, so let me grab Laura here to have her pull up a credit, actually, that I applied also for you. Okay. So I put it in because you've been in business so long. So it's called an established business credit, which lowers the pricing. So let me grab Laura here. Yeah, here she comes, Mike. I think you're going to be super happy. Yep, really happy.
Hi, thank you for holding, Mike. My name is Laura. I'm one of the